Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, you're listening to Be More Cleverer. If you like what you hear, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Be More Cleverer for even more fun stuff. And make sure you rate us on your generic podcast app. Hello, Jackson.
Hiya.
What do you think we're going to be learning all about today?
Something in my soul tells me it's about technology.
What is telling you that?
I don't know, just something in my soul, like I said.
Okay, I will tell you, usually every topic I come up with comes from somewhere. I'll have seen it on the news, I'll have seen something about it, just anywhere.
Okay.
This is, I couldn't tell you where I've plucked this from. It's so random, but it's a thing, it's an area which I think we've not really gone towards much.
Okay.
It's in the area of wildlife.
Ooh.
Which I don't think we've really...
We did. You did penguins once, right?
I did Antarctica. And I covered a bit about penguins. Do you want to know what we're learning all about today?
Yeah.
It's Shark Week, baby!
Cool.
Sharks.
Ooh, I don't like it.
I know, scary. You can stop listening. Jack's got headphones on. I made him wear headphones.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah, so that's enough of Jaws. But we're going to be learning all about sharks.
Interesting.
Shark. I don't believe you. Why you don't sound convinced by this? Why aren't you feeling the shark love?
The music put me off because that I love.
Are you
that
scared?
Film.
You
yeah,
seem films nervous.
Are, films are.
You I'm seem genuinely stressed.
Film. That film is really stressful, and I was talking to a friend in work the other day about actually just being in open water scares me a bit. And we're talking about. I remember being in Australia, and someone was like, "Oh yeah, by the way, there are you might see a few jellyfish. Just like be careful." And I remember swimming out, and then like. The realization when like you are surrounded by hundreds of jellyfish, and they were like, I was like, you said some. I thought that meant two
well,
would float by.
It's fine. We're not going to be learning all about the big scary jellyfish. Just the sharks. It's
just
fine.
The sharks.
Just
okay.
The sharks. So shall I begin?
Please.
I'm going to start with some facts.
Facts.
Facts. Facts. Facts. There are more than 465 known species.
465
of sharks. Yeah, as far as we know, I mean, it's the sea. There could be even more. We just don't know them yet.
Types of shark.
Yes, I know, babe. It's a lot. They are an apex predator, and that means they're at the top of the food chain.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's more of a fact about what an apex predator is.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And sharks are older than trees.
Okay, what, like, as in...
They date back, apparently.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
I know, mad.
They have, like, dinosaur teeth, though, I guess.
Well, I mean, they have teeth, and we all have teeth.
No, but if you look at shark teeth, they're like kind of, they look ancient. They look old.
Okay. Look sure, like I'm not going to verify that's something. Yeah, like old looking teeth. So the scientific name for a shark is a Selachimorpha.
Cute.
I mean, you're probably going to forget that, and that's fine. But
Selachimorpha.
It kind of seems, if we're doing like a wildlife-y one, it seems like we should start with a bit of scientific name of stuff, a bit of etymology. I'm not going to quiz you on that at the end. You can like remove that from your brain immediately.
Okay.
So the history of sharks.
The history of the shark.
First known evidence of sharks goes back 450 to 420 million years ago.
Million years.
Quite. So kind of like, how old were you then? I will never stop. But they predate dinosaurs by 200 million years.
Goodness.
Crazy.
Those bitches have been here forever.
So that's the history of the shark kind of done with.
Yeah, they've covered most of history by being here forever.
I'm going to crack straight on with what like a shark is kind of made of. Okay. I said that really like a teenage girl. We're going to talk about like what a shark is like made of.
It's just got loads of feelings.
We're going to like talk about sharks. Sharks have skeletons made of cartilage.
Ew.
Which is gross, isn't it? A tissue more flexible and lighter than bone.
Is that like the ear? Like the ears got cartilage, right?
And it makes me think of ears, or like it makes me think of like that bit in a chicken that's got like a, like it's like a pointy thing.
Don't.
Do you know what I mean? They breathe through a set of 5 to 7 gills on either sides of their bodies.
Hello, gill.
All sharks have
Nicola Gill.
All sharks have multiple rows of teeth, and while they lose teeth on a regular basis, they're using them a lot. Like
multiple rows of teeth.
They have several rows of teeth. That's why they're so crazy and scary. New teeth will grow in and replace the ones that they lose. Ooh. Scary, right? And this is interesting. The upper side of a shark is... Why are you laughing? This is interesting. Like are upper... you not into this?
No, I'm just saying the way you...
It's Shark Week.
It was like...
It's Shark Week, I'll be more clever.
It's Shark Week. No, but you made it sound it was like a nice wealthy district. The upper side of the shark.
The upper east side of the shark. The upper side of a shark is generally dark.
Uh-huh.
And that is to blend in with the water from when you're looking down from above. And the undersides are white or lighter to blend in from the lighter surface when you're looking from below. So they camouflage. Pretty hard to camouflage in the sea, but sharks can do it.
Don't like that they're so clever.
I know, it's crazy sharks, man. I think because I saw Shark Tale, I didn't realise kind of like how small they were. I thought they just, I just imagined them to be cartoons.
Is that the one where Angelina Jolie sings Car Wash?
Angelina Jolie plays like a sexy fish. I don't know if she sings that one, but she's definitely a sexy fish in it. Another fun fact, most people think that all sharks have black eyes.
Yeah.
Most people think that great white sharks particularly have black eyes. You know what I mean? Like they're, but actually they've got blue eyes and just big black pupils. Got white around the edge.
Model looking eyes.
Do you want to know about the diet of a shark?
Yeah, okay.
This is going to be the latest diet that you go on. I know you love, like a fad. The shark diet.
I'm so shark diet.
So if you want to get on the shark diet, which I know you're probably only moments away from because that's just what you like, you love a fad diet. The great white shark, for example, attacks and surprises its prey. They're such dicks, aren't they? Usually seals and sea lions from below. They pounce from below.
I feel like sea lions are also bitches, though.
Really?
Mm.
Why?
Another day, but I was warned off them before.
By who?
Just by
fish.
The fish.
The jellyfish. The jellyfish surround you and they say, "Hey, Jack, we need to tell you something." The sea lions.
My friends of the sea. But anyway, okay. Continue.
Most species of shark like eating things like fish, crustaceans, mollusks, plankton, krill. I think we've mentioned krill in the podcast before.
I think we've mentioned krill.
Maybe in penguin one. Marine mammals and other sharks. So basically all the fish, all the living things in the sea, the sharks will go for them because they don't give a shit.
Do they just like swim with their mouth open? Just like...
Yeah. Are you going to take to doing that as well?
I can do that.
Sure. Sharks also have a very acute sense of smell. And that means they can detect blood in the water from miles away, which you might have already known.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And there's this idea that if you punch a shark in the nose, it'll go away, and that's how to get rid of it. It might hesitate, but it won't necessarily go away, and that's not necessarily going to keep you alive. Another thing that you can try is punching them on the gills. Apparently that does something.
They don't like it.
I didn't think that would work, though, and I'll tell you why. When I was younger, my mum took me to Scotland, and we went to a fish farm.
Mm.
And we had this nightmare with a fish. And
wait, what do you mean? You had a nightmare with a fish?
Have you been to a fish farm?
No.
So you sit there, you basically sit there
what
with a fishing
mean, have
rod.
Have I been to a fish farm?
I've been to a couple.
What do you mean? Sorry.
A fish farm. So you catch your own fish, but it's basically in a lake rather than going to a random bit of river. So I would sit there. This is how my mum kept us out of trouble. I mean, I was like 9. Sure. So we'd sit there with a fishing rod and then you just wait for a catch. And then you...
She's fish. Still I mean, waiting,
I'm
girls.
Explaining fishing.
She's still waiting for that cash.
Shut up. I'm now explaining how you do fishing. You sure. Do the fishing. You get the fish. And my mom really had problems killing one of the fish I caught.
Oh, my God. Did she punch it in the face?
No, it's not. It's not like In Between Us. Don't worry. But she. Oh my god, it was so bad. She got the fish, and there was like a bench to kill the fish on.
Oh my god!
And you put it on the ledge, and you went to hit it on the head.
Like a frying pan?
One, no, with a stick. I have a stick that's attached to the bench. This wasn't like a nightmare. This happened, and she just couldn't get this fish. And at one point, they tried to get back in the river, in the pond. My mum went.
Her
my mum went in after it and got it. It brought this. Hi mum, she's definitely listening. And then eventually she got it and she put it in this bag. I remember it was a shoe, you know, the shoe shop.
Yeah.
Plastic bag, black and green. And then we were saying bye, we're getting ready to go. She's saying bye to the nice mum who ran the fish farm. And then the bag just started moving.
It was back for more.
It wasn't ready to die. And then she had to get it back out. And the guy was like, no, you need to get it square on the head.
Oh, my God.
You need to have it on its... You can't hit it on the side of the head. I'm so sorry
this
to that
This is traumatic.
Fish. And I remember it so clearly.
Oh my goodness. Anyway.
A punch on the gills can really piss off a shark if you get in that situation.
Don't mess with Katie's mum if you're a shark.
Yeah, don't punch my mum in the gills because she will come back harder. Sharks? Do you want to know more about sharks?
Sharks? Yeah, go on.
So sharks also protect their eyes when they attack. When it's time to eat, when the shark has an encounter with another shark, it will close its eyelids to protect, but not the whole way. It'll sort of go, look at you a little bit through the eyes.
Yeah.
And some sharks have a third eyelid. I have like an extra eyelid that will fully protect their eye. And sharks, you'll love this. Sharks that don't have that extra eyelid, like the great white shark and the whale shark, big sharks in the game, they will roll back their eyes into the back of their heads like,
Oh my god,
eye
rolling
sharks.
They
sort of do like an eye roll. And they get like a wide-eyed look, but it protects their eyes apparently.
Sassy.
And we should talk about some types of shark.
Okay, yeah.
Do you want to know the top three biggest sharks?
Okay, biggest in size or like biggest in numbers?
Length. Not the biggest in popular Twitter followers.
Which ones of them are verified? Those are the only ones I care about.
Yeah. So at three, we had the great white shark.
That's number three.
A classic.
I would have said higher, but
average
yeah.
of 8 meters long. Number two is the basking shark.
You basking.
12.31 meters in average.
That's damn high.
The biggest. Do you know what the biggest one is?
No, because I would have said the great white, you know. Hammerhead.
No, the whale shark.
Oh, that makes sense. I didn't know that existed until now, though.
12.65 meters on average.
12.65 meters, the whale shark.
But let's talk about the cute ones as well, why don't we?
Okay.
The cute little baby ones. The top three smallest sharks.
Catfish.
No. Well, sort of. The third is the Green Lantern Shark.
Cute.
Played by Ryan Reynolds. Joking. 9 inches on average. Panama Ghost Cat Shark, also 9 inches on average. And the number one smallest is the Pale Cat Shark. So kind of a catfish. I don't know if they're quite the same. 8.27 inches on average. What are you saying to that?
Yeah.
8.27?
That sounds about average.
Yeah, it's fine. There are also some really weird sharks that I want to introduce you to.
Okay.
Out of the 465 known species, we have the cookie cutter shark, which is a sinister little butch.
Is it? It sounds fun, though.
The cookie cutter refers to its habit of... Right, I'm going to act this out on you. So this is the end of... I've got my fingers sort of stuck together at the end. And then latching onto you like that. And like that. And then it gets like a circle... of flesh.
Oh my god, hence a cookie.
Cookie cutter. The Wobbegong shark. I don't know if I pronounced
the
that correctly. it's actually from a group of carpet sharks. That's a thing. Carpet sharks refers to an order of shark with ornate patterns on their back, reminiscent of what, Jackson? A carpet.
A carpet.
A carpet. And finally, the goblin shark. Is another kind of shark. And that is, I've looked at a lot of sharks in my research. I've met a lot of sharks in my time.
I've met a lot of sharks, lone sharks.
The goblin shark is not cute. We'll put a picture of it on the social medias.
Oh, God.
That'd be more clever. It's got like a long snout and it's mostly pink. It's not cute. legally blonde pink. Oh, it's like a gross pink.
Flesh colour pink. Like a big knob nose.
So we come to the final segment of this episode of Shark Week. I'm being more clever. Shark Week. And for this section, gonna get a little bit raunchy.
Ew,
because sharks have needs too.
What's happening?
Sharks have needs too, my darling.
Oh my god.
A little bit of shark romance here.
Is this your way of saying that you like sex? You like shark porn?
No, I'm not like Chandler and Friends.
Oh my god. Is this what this is an aid of? You have a shark fetish.
This is how I tell you. I thought we'd launch a podcast. I'd get about, you know, however many episodes in. No, I don't have a shark fetish. Thank you.
Okay.
The music, you ruined it. So, most types of sharks spend most of their lives in single-sex groups.
Oh, okay.
They meet just once a year with the opposite sex You're so vile. Look how happy you are with yourself. You're disgusting. With the opposite sex in order to mate. Courtship type behavior has not been observed in many species of shark, but this is mad. The males of some species have been seen twisting their bodies around the females before mating. I've met some of them. The males of the larger species have been seen swimming parallel to the female while biting their pectoral fin.
Goodness.
To hold onto her.
Yes.
Alongside him during mating. But the females aren't all innocent in this.
Okay.
Chemicals released into the water by the females stimulate the male shark.
Takes two to tango.
Yes. A shark's courtship can be aggressive, and female sharks often end up with teeth marks.
Oh my goodness.
Or love bites or hickeys on their fins. This is a consequence of mating. It doesn't hurt the sharks, though, because it doesn't hurt the female sharks. You'd worry about the female sharks getting bitten by the male sharks. But the female shark's skin can be up to 3 times thicker than the male's.
Interesting.
And that is sharks for you.
Goodness gracious. I didn't realise there were so many of them.
Loads. So do you want some questions?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be honest, Katie. I might struggle with this one.
Why?
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. A lot of species, a lot of numbers.
A lot of species, a lot of numbers. But I want to give it my best shot.
I think you're going to do well.
Okay.
What colour eyes do great white sharks have?
They have blue eyes, but their pupils are... They have massive pupils, which are black.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Nailed it.
Great.
What's the smallest known species of shark?
The cookie cutter shark.
No.
No, wait, can I have a second chance?
Yeah, you can have a second one.
The goblin shark.
No, it's the pale cat shark.
Oh, no. The green goblin was the third one, and then the pale cat one was the first one.
It's all fine, though. You got 1 out of 2 so far.
1 out of 2, okay.
What colour is a goblin shark?
Pink, but gross pink.
Yes, exactly. How often do most types of shark meet with the opposite sex?
Much like you, Casey, once a year.
You little bitch. Sorry, Mum. And finally, what type of shark did I mention earlier that belongs to the carpet shark group?
Oh, God.
I named 3 types of weird shark, and you've named the 2 others in trying to get these questions right, and there was a third. You did a Carol Thatcher impression as soon as I said it.
A Wicked Wongo shark.
I'm worried you're going to say something inappropriate by accident. It was a wobbegong.
A wobbegong.
A Wicked Wongo shark. That was so good. You really panicked then. You really seemed to think you got it. It was not a Wicked Wongo shark. That's probably one of the many species.
Okay, there so what's go. That? 3 out of 5?
You got 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Well done, darling. You did very well there.
Thank you. If you want to answer those questions, you can. You can pause it, as we've said before.
You can say that after the quiz.
Oh, yeah, but they might win it.
You say that afterwards. Brilliant. I mean, you got some niche questions there. If anyone ever asks you what colour a goblin shark is, and you now know the answer, that is niche.
That is niche.
Possibly too niche. But
I like it, though.
Good to know.
Okay. I feel more of an affinity with sharks now.
That's nice, because you were a bit stressed at the start of this.
Yeah, I was, actually. If we think about then and now, I feel like I've come on leaps and bounds.
Well done, darling. Do you want to go watch some shark porn?
Bit of fin-on-fin action.
You're disgusting.
That was a good episode, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because it was so good.
So good.
You should rate us 5 stars.
Brilliant. 5 stars, please.
It's you can do it on your generic podcast app. It's very important that you do that. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Be More Cleverer. If you've got something to say, ask us literally anything. hello@bemoreclevera.com, and we can fulfil your deepest, darkest knowledge fantasies.
Jack will do that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.